We're going to have Freeman back up for 2, 3, 4 hours in the near future. In fact, we can have you back in next week for 2 hours. You were also at the Rainbow Gathering. You witnessed that. I want to get 4 or 5 minutes on the police attacking from you, somebody who was there. But this is a quick segment. So many stories to tell, so much to go over. You were explaining to people there's symbolism everywhere. I would say 75% of the worship I see and the symbols I see are to the goddess. The rest of when they show the male symbol, they will show the all-seeing eye, which I know can be both, but tends to be male. With the phallus, the capstone of that. Then I was just in D.C. I mean, it's just plastered everywhere, and everybody knows that. But to be there, so let's just keep breaking down whatever you think's most important. But I want to get into their master plan and what they're wanting to build.
Well, I just went on a major film campaign, went to the Georgia Guidestones, I went all over St. Augustine, and I ended up in Nashville. Now, Nashville seems to be their new Atlantis. Now, that's another thing that this brotherhood holds dear and close to their heart, is this Atlantis story. Now, whether or not Atlantis is real, I don't know, but they definitely hold on to it. And when I got to Nashville, I found that they have, of course, the Parthenon there with a 42-foot golden goddess standing inside. Complete recreation of the ancient Parthenon, but just down the street from this Temple of the Goddess is the Temple to Mars, and you'll find a big statue of Mars within there. Now, Nashville is very interesting because what you'll find is that the Freemasonic rituals are all based out of Solomon's Temple. So when you're in a Masonic ritual and your initiation, you're dealing with Solomon's Temple. And if you look into Solomon, of course, Solomon was a worshiper of Molech. He was also a worshiper of Asherah, which means grove, and also Shamash, which is their solar deity. Now, out in front of the Capitol in Nashville is a large bicentennial mall that was put up in 1996, which just happened to be the same year that Saddam Hussein was recreating Babylon. This giant bicentennial mall out in front of the Capitol, built by your money, was a giant seal of Solomon to bind spirits. You can look at it straight. It's on FreemanTV.com.
And they call it the Star of David is one of their symbols. That's not really the Star of David. That's the seal of Solomon that God supposedly gives him after he has all these wives and has problems with these genies. Whether you believe it or not, it's the Bible, folks. These devils running around, he's loose. And this is the seal God gives him, correct?
Correct. Now, the seal of Solomon to bind spirits is slightly different than the Star of David. It looks more like a keyhole. But this whole device that is built out in front of the Nashville Capitol is an acoustic device that has the triple pentagram, and it has 50 columns surrounding it that all radiate the sound right back to the center of the pentagram.
They have a smaller one of those behind the Texas Capitol for dead Texas peace officers. It's black granite, huge pentagram, and they always do this to the goddess. That they're saying, well, these cops are to you.
Yes, absolutely. So we're looking at these massive building campaigns. When they blew up City Hall in Orlando and announced that it was the first point of light in the 1,000-point-of-light system for George H.W. Bush, they blew up City Hall. It was on Lethal Weapon 2, I believe. And they erected this large phallus and then a gushing vagina right next to it. And so they will always have these hermaphroditic symbols placed right in front of us. And, of course, everybody in Orlando was like, why did we pay $140,000 for this large asparagus? They didn't know. They didn't know what they were seeing. And we see this daily.
The Washington Monument.
Exactly.
Is a, how many feet tall is that? Is it
555, I believe.
A giant male member. Yep.
Absolutely.
And, by the way, I had a Russian film crew with me, and I had a tour when I was a kid, and I read it in history books, that the Texas Capitol has the goddess on top of it and is a temple dedicated to her and was dedicated. The Russian TV crew didn't believe it. When we got there, they happened to put a display up. I don't know if it's still there, but last year, saying, yes, this is the goddess. This is her temple. And they got the state police to admit it on tape.
Awesome. Now, that's the same thing when we're looking at the clock tower, where, of course, mind control agent Charles Whitman shot everybody from the UT tower, which also has owl-like features, but it is, of course, in due relation to the Capitol Dome, which is your male-female, again, the hermaphroditic symbols. And in between, you've got George Washington and the goddess Columbia with their symbols of Lucifer. So you've got your hermaphroditic symbols right there, just as the Capitol of D.C. has.
Stay there, stay there. These people run everything. They want to kill you and your family. We'll come back and talk about it.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Freeman is our guest. FreemanTV.com is the website. Also, thefreemanperspective.blogspot.com. Our websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Continuing with the rest of the hour, I'd love to have you back soon. Freeman, I want to get more into their mindset again, more of how they're conducting these rituals in front of us. I know you're wanting to show people how this is all out in front of them, but from studying the Great White Brotherhood and the rest of it, let's get into what their penultimate higher councils from your study, who's in them, what their main plan is, and how things are going for them.
That we can do is discern their motives by their actions and
know them by their fruits.
Exactly. And really what I see is one is a timeline. Of course they had 9/11 scheduled forever, being that the Pentagon and the Twin Towers were Masonically dedicated on 9/11. So we see that they are forming a timeline, that this has most likely been thought about since the creation of America. And what we see are the programming of our children. And so they use pop icons like Madonna and Britney and Christina Aguilera as these high-profile ritual goddesses. Now, where do they come from? How did this end up to be?
Now, by the way, years ago, you and Tex and others were saying they were conducting rituals in the concerts. Now, the last 2 years, they've said, yeah, it's all Kabbalistic ritual, black magic, Heil Hitler, basically.
Absolutely. I mean, when Rick Perry came back from Istanbul at the Bilderberg meeting, what did he do when he got back here? He went to a secret Prince concert that no one was allowed to, right? Curious. You know, these are the type of things that I like to catch upon. And so as I'm looking into this picture and I find out that, of course, all of these stars that we're looking at with Britney, Christina Aguilera, Lindsay Lohan, Hannah Montana, these are all Mouseketeers. They're all straight from Walt Disney World. So as we start to look at this picture, we realize that Walt Disney was a high-level Freemason that was hired by J. Edgar Hoover, who was a 33rd degree Freemason. I was at the Temple of the 33rd and played with J. Edgar Hoover's gold-plated phone. That they hired Walt Disney as a Mason to instill mind pattern programming into us and into the children. And so as we see all of his different movies that bring about different
and now
ideas,
they've been caught. They put phalluses.
Exactly.
All
the Mermaid.
Everywhere. It's everywhere. All of them.
Absolutely. So let's have a look at Walt Disney World. What is this? What are we looking at? Well, what we find is that every ride in Walt Disney World is, of course, sponsored by a military-industrial corporation, which will be holding a Masonic symbol as their seal.
And they have the future cities and how you're going to live, and everybody's going to have an RFID bracelet and be thumbprinted to get in.
Exactly.
All an indoctrination center, all a temple.
Yes, exactly. You get into Space Mountain, and you come off of RCA, RCA's Space Mountain, and then they use predictive programming to tell you what your future will hold. And so they're telling us constantly what our future will be through. And now you go through a roller coaster like Space Mountain and you get somewhat traumatized, and then they use this to program you. They do the same thing in films and all of Hollywood. Now, I'll tell you, the Georgia Guidestones are surrounded by Hollywood. That Seal of Solomon I was talking about in Nashville is surrounded by Hollywood, the holly plants. And these are their symbols of death and resurrection from the Druidic past. So we will find that the Blockbusters, of course, are the Freemasons. Or the Masons, you know, they break the blocks.
And Hollywood's what they make the little wands out of.
Exactly. And so,
and they use Harry Potter to indoctrinate everybody. All of this just boiling everyone, rendering them down in this huge occult language now being revealed.
Yes.
Why do they believe it has to be revealed now?
Well, I think they want us all on their page. I really am not sure, but they definitely have been gathering more and more people into this mindset as they open the Kabbalah to the public. And
now you keep saying Kabbalah. I mean, obviously, the Jews, the Israelites, wrote a lot of stuff down. So they picked up stuff out of Egypt, and then Solomon brought it in. They also went into captivity in Babylon, an amalgamation there. And I understand the modern rites all go back to Solomon, but I just want to be clear. It goes back to Egypt. For
absolutely, absolutely. There is a reason there's a pyramid on our dollar bill. So absolutely, yes. The whole Y2K ceremony was a celebration of Horus.
Oh, my gosh, I watched that on TV. Giant fire shooting out of the pyramids, huge movie projectors of demons hopping around. And they cut to London and Paris, and they were, "We worship you, anti-beast." Who is this anti-beast?
I hadn't heard of that.
Oh.
You know, in London, they burnt the River Thames to the speed of the sun. This was their River Styx, you know. And then when we got to America,
I mean, they're just doing wild, giant rituals in front of everyone.
In front of everyone.
And they're girding their police in these Darth Vader outfits, which Lucas will tell you, that's an archetypal executioner or torturer. That's why, and then now police chiefs admit it's to intimidate you. These are the forces of death.
Yes. And that's what they're inculcating, is this police state of mind. And everybody's going, "Oh, I better not say anything. I better not get out of line." And this is exactly what
they
want.
And then they actually win. Yeah.
Exactly. This is exactly what they want from you, is for you to go back and hide and cower. And, you know, this is where the rainbow kind of stands out, where they don't cower. They all come out there every year. I don't know how many of those people realize that they're stepping into being quote-unquote terrorists by going out there. But when you go out there, you're taking your life at risk. You really are. And your fear is not of anybody but the police and these jackbooted thugs. You know, they're going to torment you and traumatize you the whole way. Now, I have suffered what seemed to be barium poisoning at the gathering. And many of us, a lot of us, in 1996 got ill, very ill. And once I ended up in the hospital, I had many tests done. And, of course, getting a barium test is too expensive. But what you'll find is that we openly discuss giving barium to the Al-Qaeda. It was open news that they were feeding barium. Now, why barium? Because it is a radioactive isotope that they can use the X-band radar to determine where you are.
Well, actually, the Stasi did that. That came out in the news that they used that to track dissidents in East Germany.
Yes, exactly. And so they fed us all barium, as far as I can decipher from my symptoms and from ending up in the hospital. I had every symptom of barium poisoning, and so did everyone else that was at the Missouri gathering in 96.
They give it to their own priest of death. They all give them the DU and the shots. Again, don't just think you're in a black uniform and that you're going to getting away with me. You get death, too. They believe in being fair, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They don't want their jackbooted thugs coming to get them. They need to get these men under control as well. So, absolutely, everybody's going to suffer if this goes through.
Yeah, you're going to suffer real bad. Continue with what they want to turn the world into. Well, answer that question again. Who is the ruling council from your study? How many people are really in the inner council? Give us that pyramid power structure from your decades of research, Freeman.
Well, my studies have taken this story off-planet, so I don't know if you're ready to go there.
But, let's just get to what they believe, and I understand they believe that, too. But, for me, just in a secular, mechanical way, I already know much of what you're saying, but I like your perspective. And the reason I'm saying that is I know what he's saying is accurate, and he knows a lot. That's why we have Freeman here. But, I just want to get the basics of the power structure we can prove and the things that we know they're doing.
We have seen this tri-city-state control with the Vatican, with the City of London, and with the District of Columbia, all of which have no nation. And we see that this power...
That's right, private. That's a key you just brought up. You explain that. You've got these three corporate blocks, these three squares,
yes.
And they dominate the planet. These are the base, like if we're playing a game of tag. And Israel's now kind of a base, too. But there's three main ones where they can jump from square to square and that are sovereign corporate entities. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, the Vatican, of course, is the religious arm. The City of London is the economics. And then we're the military arm of this major globalization. This is something that it's been in power that long. These guys have been working towards this top production all this time. Well, when we look at the Georgia Guidestones, we see that the eugenics program is one of their main things. What I see them doing, first of all, is, of course, they're the ones that came up with the nuclear missiles. They're the ones that were destroying matter. Now we have CERN and the grid that are trying to recreate matter and try to bust through to the other dimension. So as we look into these, they've been trying and trying to get to this technological advanced state.
They want to be gods.
Yes. And then once they've achieved this, using all of us as their slave labor, then they intend to kill us all off. And that's where we're at today.
And that's stated in all their documents.
Yes. And so we watch as they are doing this occult practice, which is science to us today, of course, where they are first destroying matter, then creating matter and trying to open a portal to the other side.
And that goes back to all the highest level Egyptian rituals.
Absolutely.
Death and rebirth.
Exactly. Those pyramids are frequency modulation devices. Just as we see on many of these structures, like the one I was talking about in Nashville, these are frequency modulation devices. HARP is a frequency modulation. And everything being frequency, that's what these people are after. But they needed all of us. They had to create an America in order to bring about the technological advancements necessary for their occult agenda. So the first thing you'll notice is that they were going to get these things out of the way. They were going to destroy matter with the atomic bomb. They were going to create matter with CERN. And now they have achieved their goals. And, of course, CERN's logo is 666, if you look at it, with the hyperdimensional portal combined in there.
Yeah, it's really just totally wicked.
Yeah.
It looks like an old black magic seal.
And what stands out in front is Shiva, goddess of destruction, or god of destruction, along with the skull and bones on its head.
Oh, yeah. These are nice people.
Yeah. So we're looking at this picture that we don't fully understand because, well, we've been kept out of the loop. Certainly no.
But as you said, most of the Masons are low level. They don't know. Most of the occultists, they've got all the fake little subsidiaries. I want to talk about the penultimate top of the pyramid in the power structure. I know they believe there's gods and angels, up the rest of the circle. But I want to, the human element of what we can prove, what these lunatics believe. Then I want to talk about their master plan and then more about their symbolism. and where you see all this going with Freeman. We'll also open the phones up the last 20 minutes or so for questions specifically to him on the occult, 1-800-259-9231.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources. July 16, 2008, gold opened at $979.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,007.45, $496.05 for half ounce, and $248.03 for quarter ounce. That's $1,007.45, $496.05, and $248.03.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
All right, from your study, from their own documents.
You that build all the bombs.
What is the master plan? Are they on schedule?
You that hide behind walls.
Well, the question comes, what is the point of ceremony? What is the point of these initiation rituals? Why do they do all of this when... That's when we start to get into understanding of where they're going. Now, I had just performed a ritual with the Mayans for the winter solstice. I was down there to document that at Tikal. And then during that whole time, I'm questioning, what is the point? Why? And I have the same questions with the Freemasons and the Illuminati. as they do all of these initiation rituals, and as I say, my father didn't even know what they meant.
Well, we know a lot of what they mean, though, because it's all symbolized, but really it's to carry on the brotherhood. They need the ritual to keep it bound together. I mean, what in their tradition they're supposed to carry out is the whole point. Like you said, the fruits.
Yes, and we're looking at their fruits, and they're awful. We live in a corporatized fascist state, and I feel that this was the ultimate goal, as they were building up this. Everyone acts like America was set up as this city paved with gold, but when we start to look into the picture, you start to see that all the heads of the top corporations are all Freemasonic. You find that I went to a lodge in Lawrence, Kansas, and they're all telling me, well, you know, if you join the Freemasons, you won't get killed. I've been spared. My life has been spared on numerous occasions. When we look into the Revolutionary War, 95% of the generals on both sides, British and American, were Freemasons, sworn not to hurt one another. So we've got these men that are doing these initiatic rituals. They're bringing themselves up. And, of course, they're the ones that get shot into space. They're the ones that that become the military intelligence. They're the ones that are chasing flying saucers, like my father. They're the ones that dedicated our space shuttles as the Columbia Endeavor for the discovery of Atlantis. You know, so I have constantly seen these men moving forward in this progression of technological advancement, getting off of the planet. They discuss this utopia. They've got their books like Sir Francis Bacon's New Atlantis or The Secret Destiny of America by Manly P. Hall that outline their goals to build this this utopia of theirs.
I mean, really, it's the ultimate selfishness because they go into the future, they get to know all the secrets and have the cool lives, and then they say, well, you're profane. You didn't care about it, so you deserve to be a slave. But they do everything they can to dumb us down. They're just the ultimate criminals.
Exactly. And they are damn proud of it.
You will know them by their fruits.
Yes, and that was always Lucifer's fall, was it not? The pride. You know, quite honestly, Murica, the star of the Templars, is Lucifer, once again, Venus, Murica. And that's where our capital or name comes from.
America. Yeah.
So you've got to start to look at this picture different. You know, I was able to predict W being railroaded into office because of his because of the Kabbalistic connections to 66. I was able to predict the 9/11 events because I knew that these guys were ceremonial bastards and that they needed to stick to their date.
Yeah, go over some of the open ceremony with 9/11, the two pillars, all of it.
Yeah, well, we're looking at now. I did talk with the Kabbalist magician that designed the Twin Towers. And he said that they were designed in honor of the Rockefeller brothers, and that's why one tower stands 6 foot higher than the other. Now, he also told me that it was the Bin Laden Construction Company that built the Twin Towers and that they had asked him where to put the demolition charges. And, of course, you can see all of this on Freeman TV. We are looking at this Twin Tower symbolism, which is a symbol of the Hegelian dialectic. It's there always been their power. That's always been their way. And where this comes from is the ancient story of Solon that goes back to Egypt, and he is brought to the subterranean chambers, which they now have announced are real and shown on Fox News, these subterranean realms under Giza Plateau. And he found these twin columns, or he was shown these twin columns, which the Freemasons called Jachin and Boaz. And on it was given the concepts of how to rule civilization, and this is what they follow.
I mean, it was agriculture, mathematics, politics.
Absolutely. So they understand these dueling powers, and they will create the good side and the bad side, and that's what we need to recognize, is that we may want to rally behind these good forces, but what we got, it's mind pattern programming that is coming to an agenda. And so we must recognize that they are fulfilling both roles. This was explained in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, all about the Masons running both sides. Of course, V for Vendetta, another scary film that they put out, which is
where they openly tell you, we release the bioweapons, we stage the terror attacks, and we're taking your rights away.
Exactly, and they get everybody to dress up as the Fall Guy, Guy Fawkes. When actually it's this Percy bloodline that blew up tried to blow up Parliament. Now, as we come down this structure and we get to the Percys, of course, had to change the name to Pierce to hide their shame. And we get to Franklin Pierce, the 14th president of America, who is a direct descendant of the guy who tried to blow up King James. Well, then Franklin Pierce is replaced by James Buchanan, who
Stay there. We'll come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
We'll be right back with Freeman here in just a few minutes. Maybe you can IM me the callers, too, John. We'll be taking some calls for our guest here later in the segment at 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to our guest, eFoods Direct is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. And with the headlines on PrisonPlanet.com about gas lines this fall, mainstream news, and World War III and the rest of it they're discussing, I think it's smart, even if we're got a 10% chance bad stuff's going to happen. I think it's a little bit higher than that. They get some high-quality, clean, non-GMO food. Big, fat links on the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The toll-free number. They can also give you a free brochure, a free audio CD about what they do. Longest continually operating company in the U.S., storable foods. It's where I've gotten my storable foods 4 times now. Been stockpiling them up, giving them to family. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. You think it's dangerous to... You think it's dangerous to have runs on the banks out there? You think that that is bad? Well, food could be an even bigger problem, and they use food as a weapon, as they say in their own UN documents. So again, 1-800-409-5633. Also, folks, we have another fabulous sponsor, and that is the folks at Interfood. They're patriots. This company was founded by one of George Humphrey's friends right here in Austin, Texas, been around for a long time. They're known for their main product, Interfood. They have a big line of other great products, healthy coffees, healthy cocos, infused with all these great rainforest super nutrients. And the foods you're eating have been debased of value with the farming methods. You know that. It's an admitted fact. Well, these are foods raised organically that have been, you know, fed on super nutrients. And then when you get to the fact that they don't pasteurize it, 20 different superfoods, you get full absorption of the nutrients, the trace elements, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, curalina, spirulina, and 14 other power-packed ingredients. Interfood.com. If you go to Infowars.com and link through, you get 10% off by linking through from my site to Interfood.com. Follow the banner at Infowars.com or get 10% off. Buy in bulk, get an additional 20 on top of that by calling 866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238. This really is a great product. It's so important with all the things we're being bombarded with to be healthy. I believe in this. Give them a call. I trust this product and think it's great, 866-762-9238. And in closing, I have done 3.5 hours of the radio show and haven't really plugged the films. I mean, in passing, I've said you need to get the films. If you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you need one. They are 15 cents a day or even less if you get a year membership, but a month membership is $5.95. We've not raised prices on that since we started the website 4 years and 3 months ago. There's thousands of pieces of media, all 19 of my films, in ultra-high quality. I mean, it's almost as good as DVD. And the number one reason to be a member is then burn them to disk. There's instructions. It's totally easy. I'm not net savvy, and it's easy for me to burn disk. You can burn them DivX, which a lot of new players have, so it's really high quality, or you can crunch it down and put it on normal CDs or disk with some of the other systems. But I don't want you to think there's a bunch of work. It's just it is wonderful work. I mean, get in there, burn copies, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and it can plug right into your big-screen TV. I mean, it'll look good on a big screen. And have friends over to watch it online tonight. I don't care if it's two people. This is how we're going to do it, is believing we can win, believing we can show people first they're being lied to. There's a real world out there versus what they're being taught. And let me tell you, this Illuminati world is a lot more real than the world of these Hollywood people are doing, or these distractions and these diversions. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership today, or this is important, get the hard DVD, the super high quality, $19.95. Get a second copy, $9.95, of my new film, Truth Rising, about 9/11, the first responders, the truth movement, how we're being demonized, the police trying to plant bombs on us. I mean, this is an incredible adventure film, and it's real. Get the DVD, make as many copies as you can. Go out and buy a DVD duplicator. They're cheap. Start making them, get them out, and know you're having an effect. Look how far we've come. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now is the time to get in game, to get these films and get them out to people. Okay, going back to Freeman. Freeman, I'm going to take calls in about 10 minutes, but other areas, other symbolism, other things people should know about. This is just an introductory interview with you. We're going to have you back soon if you'll do it. Whatever you think is most important for people to know and understand and to see around them.
Now, these guys have been encoding things into these structures for millennia, as we have the Templars building the cathedrals and putting in sacred geometry to pass this knowledge down. We also find that a 33rd degree Freemason put a cross in Henday that was coded to show a major catastrophe coming up. Now, of course, I was saying I was at the Mayan ritual. They also believe that a major catastrophe is coming and it will begin next year. And, of course, they've got their end date for 2012. What we find is that this brotherhood are secretly encoding things into these structures and into different symbols that they put out. And like I said, I was at the Georgia Guidestones. Now, when you look at the Georgia Guidestones, of course, you've gone over this. They've got the rules of their new civilization on there about limiting the population to 500 million, creating a new world court, and a new living language. And as we start to look into language and the frequency and who created language for us, then that's a whole nother study. But what I noticed was that this structure, the Georgia Guidestones, is authored by R.C. Christian. And it says a pseudonym, which is a misspelling of pseudonym. And, you know, that's not a mistake. This is code. And so when
Rosicrucian.
Exactly. R.C. Christian is code for Christian Rosenkreutz, who's the mythical founder of the Rosicrucian order. And when you start to get deeper and deeper into Freemasonry, you find that their deepest secrets are from these Rosicrucians. So that is why in Denver Capitol they have the Rosy Cross on their temple there. So they are encoding these things throughout time that we keep finding in these structures. And we'll find out what they want, and that is the death of all of us, easily, straight from their own works. This is something that you can follow back through generation after generation. There's a reason there's an obelisk in front of the Vatican, an obelisk in front of the city of London, an obelisk in Washington, D.C., these symbols of Osiris, of his phallus.
They believe they're sucking in the male energy. They're like, it's an antenna. And they throw it in our face in movies like Ghostbusters, where they say he was a crazy, eccentric man. He built the whole building as a spiritual antenna. Well, that's what they really do. That's not, you know, us getting that from Ghostbusters. That's what the elites believe.
That is what they believe.
And then you notice when it's Zool, you know, the refrigerator opens up to the other dimension. It's a woman with these big attack dogs guarding her with obelisk in front of a huge pyramid.
Exactly.
And then she's flipping down the pyramid.
Exactly, exactly. They tell us all the time, and I believe that that is the key. I believe that that is the one thing that I've brought out from my studies, is this need to usurp our free will, that we have to give our free will agreement to allow them to do
this. They have to tell us we're doing this, even if it's veiled. Well, that's the old, you see this in all the old fables in all the cultures. The vampire, and they believe they were real in Greece, had to trick you to let them in. He had to trick you to give them permission. It's like contract.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I see. That's what I see as the main focus of what we should be working on, is not giving up our free will agreement. We cannot go into V for Vendetta and cheer. We can't say, because yeah, they're going to show you them blowing up buildings and, you know, taking down the government. But yeah, if you read V for Vendetta from Alan Moore, who is a Freemason, a Kabbalist magician, then you'll see that it's actually the philosophies of Adam Weishaupt coupled with the magic of Aleister Crowley. This is what V for Vendetta's actual storyline is, but Hollywood coded it.
Well, look at the last Matrix. It's all about the Merovingians and all these groups. It's all Illuminati. The great architect is Lucifer.
Yes.
He's saying this has happened over and over again. Yeah.
Sean Connery was supposed to play that part, by the way.
And then also, I thought the guy they had was better. But the Colonel Sanders-looking guy looked pretty evil. But then also, Neo becomes Jesus at the end.
Exactly.
And is absorbed with the Illuminati. They need that. Again, the two sides.
Exactly, exactly. And they do believe in these powers of us. I mean, there is a government psychic corporation, PsyTech. Or right here in Austin, we've got Paul Smith with his remote viewing.
Yeah, that's Stubblebine on.
Yeah, all right. So they know that we have these powers. They know that we transmit into the frequencies of reality, and this is the subtle energies that they manipulate. This is why they build giant structures like the pyramids or this Seal of Solomon to bind spirits in Nashville. They understand these subtle frequencies, and they have been manipulating this throughout time while conditioning us to believe what we should believe. And they have used all of their methods of intelligence and predictive programming to get us to fall right into line and to follow them down their path of darkness to destruction. And they also believe there is a major catastrophe coming. I mean, there is a reason they built a giant seed vault in Norway under a mountain.
Well, that's one of many.
Exactly.
Since the 40s, they admit they've been building giant underground bases. There's one hooked up out at Crawford, one out at Fort Hood. It's connected out here underneath the Hilton Hotel that was the SAC command base. Some people that have been in there. And back when it was SAC, and then all these railways, and they admit they spent trillions on it, but they just say, you can't see it, shut up.
Yeah.
We'll kill you if you try to come in here. I mean, they just run it all.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, they're giving us cancer. Meanwhile, they're pulling all their scams, hurting us, and I want it to stop.
I do, too. And it is within our free will to do so, and all we have
to do... Yeah, well, I'm not acquiescing. I'm not giving myself over to them, and I tell them they're trespassing on me.
Absolutely. And that's our goal, and that's what we must do. We must stand up, and we must start acting like sovereign beings. We can't sit back and just say, oh, well, somebody's going to make it better for us. We can't sit
back. That's the thing. I'm getting past all fear. I mean, I always say I haven't had fear in a long time, and I haven't. But, I mean, I'm really just turning loose of everything. I mean, that means even, you know, just getting to the point where I'm worried about nothing but the truth and just That's it. I mean, forget the maneuvers, go straight at them.
Absolutely, like a juggernaut. Yeah, we can't falter. We can't sit back and wait and hope maybe Obama will change things. No, we can't do this. We must start changing our own mind patterns.
Oh, my God, Obama's total new world
order. Oh, God, CFR is a big new, yeah, give me a break.
And the poor left just can't see it. It's like the phony environmental movement. The globalists are destroying the environment, and so they're not going to fix any of the real problems. They're going to tax what humans exhale, and they admit that it's about controlling us. In fact, now at Office Depot and places, they're going to make you park in the back, like making black people sit in the back of the bus if your car isn't, you know, proper with emissions. You're going to have stickers on your car in California and all over the world where it shows your emissions so everybody can hate you. All over Austin, they pop SUV tires. I'm not saying SUVs are good. The point is we need to get off oil because that gives them control. But they admit the new 10-million-man Maoist Green Corps, big article up on Prison Planet. I mean, this is going to be the new earth religion, and the UN says the religion will be killing our fellow men. And then Richard N. Haas at the Club of Rome, and now CFR chairman, says the state will wage war against humanity. I mean, this is a hellish thing they're doing.
Yeah, and it's been in action for so long. I mean, I read Limits to Growth. I understood that they were programming us for this destruction. I was in 93. I was standing protest in front of Bill Clinton's White House about the takeover of public lands and turning them into parks.
When you're at the Rainbow Gathering, do they understand that the main environmental movement's totally controlled and anti-human?
Not at all. Not at all.
So they're like, we've got to, because I've talked to people, I understand the government wants to kill everyone. It's needed. I'm ready to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so wonderful. I mean, but, you know, when it gets to really dying, they're going to be squealing, fighting for their lives with that cancer they've been given. Bastards.
That's right. That's right.
And yeah, I mean, and I hear you go, well, I know we're killing the third world, but, you know, they have to die. No, you're going to die too, schmuck. They've already injected you and your family, and now they know you're not taking the shot, so they're putting it in the water and the food and spraying us. Okay, get ready to die, folks. Your love of lies is now coming to a head. I want everybody to know that. This is the time of great death that's coming. And don't say we didn't warn you.
That's right. That's
like I've been told by globalists and through other intermediaries, people that they're like, no, the reason we leave you alone is we are actually fulfilling their need to tell everyone. And they're saying, see, you, and I've had globalists tell me, you know, well, Mr. Jones, and people say, well, why don't I say their names? It's always, well, this is in confidence. If we say this, you have to promise in confidence. Of course, if it was a thing of a total obvious crime about to happen, I would say it. But then I would lose any of these sources. But it's like, look, they don't want your help. They don't care. They want to die. Look at them. And I'm like, no, you've programmed them that way, and it's wrong. And then you find out the people that you're talking to are even supposedly high up. They aren't even that high up.
Right.
I mean, this thing is really a blind system.
That's right. Everybody in it's blind.
They claim they're illuminating. They're doing the opposite.
There's no doubt about that. They are blind to their whole agenda. They don't know.
Well, they all think it's 90% that are going to be killed or 80%. When you really get into their documents, they're talking 99.9. See, they don't want to tell all their minions that. No, you're going to die too.
Yeah. Yeah. No. We just, you can see it left and right as they're starting to manipulate the weather, starting to manipulate our water, our food, I mean, good God, genetically modified foods, all of this.
And they know it's killing us. All the studies show it.
Yeah.
Cell phones, let's take some calls for Freeman.
All right.
Amazing interview. John in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there, gentlemen. I appreciate all of your time. You got me on there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is pretty simple. 66 books in the Bible. Me being a man reading the Bible, man in number six. That kind of shook me up there, you know. What is your comment on that?
Well, let's look at House Resolution 33 that established Freemason Day, first one ever this year. Put it on June 24th, which, of course, is St. John's Day. But June 24th, 6, and 2 and 4 is 6, and it's House Resolution 33, which is 6. So you're back at Freemason Day being...
Well, from the Christian faith, the true one, everything the devil, the Lucifer, also counterfeits and expropriates. But go ahead.
Okay. That's cool. With the Septuagint or with the other books that may have been eliminated from the Bible, do you know how many books there might have been altogether if it hadn't have been?
I don't know. I know there's 3 or 4 that really were part of it they took out, but then there's a whole debate about that.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know that they're very into the Book of Enoch, and Enoch is very important to the Freemasonic order.
And they took that out, you know.
Yeah.
Or is Enoch in there, or is it taken out? I think
no, it's taken out, and that was the whole story of the fallen angels and Azrael coming down. Now, it's been just another subtle programming when they killed off Superman and they killed off Batman back in 2000. They replaced Batman with Azrael, which is the original fallen angel that brought everybody to have sex with the humans here on Earth. And they replaced Superman with Hellspawn. So they've begun the programming, you know, this mind pattern programming again, straight through comic books. As Batman.
Well, they admit they're using comic books and things to program people. Anything else, sir?
I appreciate all your endeavors, and I hope they are fruitful, and you guys have a great day.
Yeah, I'm going to have Freeman back. I don't want to wait. Time's short. I got Mark Kornke, by the way, coming on Friday for 2 hours. I want to get you back in here for 2 hours next week.
You got it.
We got a final segment coming up to jam a few final calls in. FreemanTV.com?
That's right.
FreemanTV.com. And a lot of stuff still on the freemanperspective.blogspot.com.
Yeah, but I got all the videos, all of the interviews, everything up on freemantv.com.
All right, fantastic. Our websites, of course, we need your help spreading them to people. That's how we reach more people. Every day is combat in the info war. Every day it's up to you. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
The darkness is upon us. If we recognize it and fight against it, we can survive. If not, there's not a lot of hope. Look, I'm not into all this stuff. A lot of atheists think, well, you're crazy. You believe in all this. No. It is real whether you believe in it or not. That is, the elites believe in it, whether it's, quote, real or not. They are practicing it. Let's take some final calls for our guest, Scott in Arizona, Chris and Elliot. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. My question, I got a couple of them real quick, and one of them is that Aleister Crowley, when he was alive, I read something that he was supposed to try to bring in the Antichrist, and that he did some rituals, and they tried, and I don't know how.
Well, Aleister Crowley was more of their clown front man to kind of introduce things to people, kind of like IBM really owns Applied Digital Solutions and uses them as the front to promote the chip. That's my take on him. The guy was an incredible clown. And I mean, he murdered his kids and stuff, and they thought that was, you know, kind of cool, the higher-ups. But you want to comment on him?
Oh, what to say about old Uncle Aleister? Absolutely, this man was a major influence for the 20th century. He had every rock and roll group, everything that we see, and many are following Aleister Crowley. You know, you've got the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, David Bowie, you know, the list goes on and on about people that were following Aleister Crowley into these pits of despair, and he did call himself the Beast 666.
Yeah, but my point is that there were a lot more evil people behind him. This wasn't the Grand Poobah.
No, yeah, I agree with you.
He was somebody they just let run around, and by the end of it, he was a chicken-necked, old, pathetic drug addict.
Right.
That's what the evil gave him was weakness. Weak! Okay, anything else?
Yes, real quick on this one, too. I was reading some stuff on the Knights of Malta, and they said in there that they believed that the Masons were used to do their dirty work, but at the end that they would destroy them like, you know, the Protestants, and they kind of, you know, they put that in their order.
Look, it's all run by the same people. You've got folks that are obsessed with one group or the other. You got Protestant groups that say it's all the Catholics. You got Catholic groups that say it's all the Protestants. It's all the same group, and they want to get you limited into obsessing on one group, Jews or this or that. When you get to the bottom line, it's all the same group. And people say, oh, well, you're covering up for them. No, all of these groups are evil. I mean, it's simple. And then the debate's over and you can move on. They want you to get caught up in sectarianism, divide and conquer. It's free humanity against the illuminated ones who are not illuminated. They're in the black sunshine of hell. You want to comment on that? Do you agree with that statement, Freeman?
Yeah, I completely agree with you there, Alex. Yeah, you can't get focused on one group or the other because, yeah, it's different arms of the same beast.
And then you're playing into their trick. No doubt, I mean, the Vatican's calling for world government. There's no doubt what it is. Anything else? Yeah, the reason a lot of people that, you know, say it's this group or that group are just so vicious and crazy and liars and put out so much disinfo. You know, the Jews did it group are totally unsavory. The Catholics run it all group are just out of their minds and make stuff up and lie about everybody. So I know I don't have a lot of respect for them. And then I come out and criticize the Vatican. See, that isn't good enough for them.
Right.
Yeah, I've got to bow down to their leaders and their lies. And I mean, if I was really thinking it was the Vatican, I would think the Vatican run it all crowd worked for them to make it look stupid and ridiculous. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
We're out of time. I don't have time to get to Chris and Elliot. We're just out of time with Freeman. And Freeman, let's go back there with Trey and get you set up for 2 hours next week because I want to really fully introduce you to the audience and all the fine work you're doing. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you, Alex. It's been great.
You bet. Folks, retransmission starts now at Infowars.com. Any of the big guests, and multiple economists on today about what's happening to the economy, covered a lot of other news. There's a lot I didn't get to. The news is totally revealing. On Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and both sites have different news on them every day. They have a lot of the same news, but a lot, more than it used to be. I mean, there might be 40 stories or 20 stories on a site or 10 that aren't on the other. Just wild stuff we didn't have time to cover. Cover it all tomorrow. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It'll play back-to-back until we're live back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.